T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's welcome into the program now Will Carroll, who is our injury expert. He is the brand manager for Modus Global. He is a columnist for BetQL, and he is the guy with all of the answers when it comes to the injuries, including the fake injury. I didn't say that, but we think might not be true injuries. How about that? Hey, Will.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good, pretty good. So, Will, what do you think about this miraculous recovery by Jalen Ramsey in this back issue that he's been having? Is that like a serious heating pad or something?
Yeah, that California lifestyle lets you loosen up immediately. You can't use medical marijuana in the NFL, so that joke is thrown away. Really what this was, honestly, back injuries are one of those things that most players are dealing with, some soreness. We've all woken up in the morning and felt our back tighten up and say, you know what, I still got to go to work. Granted, we're not doing what Jalen Ramsey does. But was Ramsey using a minor injury as a piece of leverage? Yeah, absolutely. The rules say you have to say it. If he says it, if there's a question of his availability, something has to be listed. It does have to be medically backed, so there's a doctor actually signing off on those. So is it fake? No. Was it serious? No. Has it suddenly cleared up now that he's got a lot of money? Yes.
Yeah. All things are true. I mean, I guess, Will, there are injuries that you could, if you so desired, you could fake, right?
Not really. You know, the official injury report really has nothing to do with injuries. That's one of the things people don't understand. It's about availability. The injury report, as it's titled, is really for gambling. You know, it's whether or not a guy is going to play. If we didn't have this, and, you know, that would essentially mean gamblers could go out and maybe get information other people doesn't have. So the NFL puts it out in a standard format. Can you fake an injury? It's awful tough to do because, again, you actually have to have a doctor sign off on it. It's not like Major League Baseball where you really can't at this stage because of the way they handle the injured list. So, no, you really can't. I mean, take a look at Tom Brady. He's been on the injury list almost every week of his career. Just because they like to do it that way.
We're talking with Will Carroll. Will, I want to go over here for a second because you brought something up that made me curious. Now, with the NBA and NHL and Major League Baseball and NFL, they're all embracing gambling to the point where you're going to have, you know, betting windows at Soldier Field, for crying out loud. College athletics doesn't have the rules regarding – college football doesn't have the rules regarding – or basketball – regarding what the NFL does. We'll just leave it at football. In terms of having to come out with the injury report, they can be a lot more, you know, vague. But is this going to be a requirement now that maybe as, you know, the Big Ten or the SEC or somebody gets into, you know, these big deals with injuries, that they're going to have to come out with some kind of, a legitimate injury report every Wednesday?
Yeah, you would certainly hope so. There's been some resistance to this. And what people forget is the NCAA is just the colleges. The conferences are just the colleges. And they resisted this, which is dumb. They're essentially professional teams. They've got more personnel in most cases. You'd like to see some sort of standard format, and that's been my big worry, is that the SEC would have one and the PAC whatever is going to have another. You would like to see the NCAA come in and do that. I think what's going to end up is that the sort of the integrity of the sport thing is going to come through. I don't think at this stage we're going to see it, but there are, especially on some of those lower-end games, you know, if you're looking into Appalachian State, there's some money to be made if you know something that somebody else doesn't because, hey, the bet's the same.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking to Will Carroll, injury expert, brand manager for Modus Global. What about Jordan Reed? Do you think he's done playing in the NFL?
Concussions are a tough one because, you know, if Jordan Reed walked by, he'd look like he was fine. He's had so many. One is bad, but it's just tough because think of this like a chef cutting their finger. You know, it happens. It's an occupational hazard. You don't like it. Sometimes you get a bad one. sometimes you just wrap it up and you go right back to it. But nobody says, oh, you've cut your finger seven times. Should you stop cooking? With concussions, it's the same sort of thing. The brain does heal. Granted, we don't know anything, or at least not very much, about the long-term consequences. But the brain, muscles, the skin, they all heal the same way. The body regenerates in ways, though it's not entirely the same. So if you recover from a concussion, if you go through the proper treatment and allow it to heal, you're pretty much as good as new. Multiple concussions start to get worrisome, again, because of the long-term concerns. But this is going to come down to a personal decision. Does Jordan Reed want to do this anymore? And should he do this? Because concussions aren't recurrent. What you get is a concussion, and then you clear up, and then you get a concussion again. It's just like with a chef. They cut their finger another time. It really had nothing to do with the first time, but you kept using a knife. So Jordan Reed is doing something, running, maybe not protecting his head, that is allowing him to have these over and over and over. So it comes down to a personal decision.
Will Carroll's our injury expert. He's a brand manager for Modus Global and a columnist for BetQL, and he joins us live this morning. Hey, well, Desmond Trufant's got a toe injury. The exact kind of injury and the severity we're not sure about, but it sounds like he's not going to play again this week. Just looking at position players, taking kickers out of the equation, I was thinking there may be no position in all of football that's more reliant on having a healthy feet than being a cornerback, because you could probably hide an injury, you know, a toe injury in other positions by adjusting to it. But a cornerback, where you've got to have the quickest feet of anybody, that seems to be problematic.
Dead on. And this week, more than any we've ever seen, at least in the time we have records for, cornerbacks are more hurt than ever. The percentage, as you guys in Atlanta have seen, is higher than we've ever seen in the last 20 years that I've been doing this. So there's something going on in general. For Trufant, in all likelihood, this is turf toe. And we're seeing a little bit of an uptick in turf toe this year, a little bit of a downtick in major knee injuries. We don't really know why. The NFL doesn't track that sort of thing. But turf toe is painful. Turf toe is problematic. And as you said, a cornerback, you can't adjust to, you know, with a guy like Devontae Adams. When he comes back, he might not cut one direction because that foot is still problematic. You can't do that with a cornerback. So Trufant likely out again this week. And turf toe, really painful and really lingers.
Sports Radio 929 again. We're talking to my man, Real Care, injury expert, brand manager for Modus Global. Guy that here in Atlanta that we're kind of worried about because, you know, we need to get to the quarterback, and he has a groin injury now, and we need to know if that's going to – how much is that going to affect him getting to the quarterback. Tack McKinley, can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, groin strains are tough because, first off, it's painful. They're in an area that is very tender. But for a guy like McKinley especially, going up the middle, if you think about it in your head, he's running in a straight line. It's never a straight line unless they really screwed up the block. He's getting pushed. He's getting knocked around. So he's having to make, even if he's trying to go in a straight line to the quarterback, he's having to make lateral adjustments all the time. He's having to push back. He's having to go against the guy. He's going to be knocked off balance. Somebody's going to be on the other side. So if he can't move laterally, then he can't move. That's going to be the problem for him. He's not one of those big, giant guys who can just sit in the middle and take up space. He's got to be able to move. He's an athletic defensive tackle. This one's really problematic, and they're going to be working on it all week long. So it's just not a comfortable place to work.
Will Carroll joining us out. Real quick, Will, final thing on the Rams and Falcons game. Todd Gurley returning back. Certainly would love to play again in Mercedes-Benz Stadium and make a mark here in Georgia. Now it's a quad for him. Even if he can go, is it going to limit what Todd Gurley can be in this game?
No. He's just he had a quad contusion, and he wasn't close to 100%. He just simply couldn't get much push off, and that's obviously a big deal for him with those big, powerful legs. It's cleared up. He just needed more time, so he should be ready to go, and he should get his probably 50% split of the touches.
All right. Well, we expect now, I guess, from Will Carroll that Todd Gurley is going to be at full health. So we'll see on that. Will, as always, a pleasure. Thanks very much for jumping in the program.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run. Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.